strong lineage, comfortable fortune, and eccentric habits. The loss of his wife before Aubrey was out of short coats had caused Sir Francis to immure himself in the vastness of his manor, Undershaw, some 15 miles from York, and to remain there sublimely indifferent to the welfare of his offspring, abjuring the society of his fellows. His children grew up in the desert of his creating. Only Conway, sent to Eton and passing thence into the Nth Foot, escaping into a larger world. Neither Venetia nor Aubrey had been farther from Undershaw than Scarborough, and their acquaintance was limited to the few families living within reach of the manor. Neither repined. Aubrey because he shrank from going amongst strangers, Venetia because it was not in her nature to do so. She had only once been disconsolate. That was when she was 17, and Sir Francis had refused to let her go to his sister in London to be presented and brought out into society. It had seemed hard, and some tears had been shed. However, though Papa would not consent to a London season, he raised no objection to her attending the assemblies in York, or even in Harrogate, whenever Lady Denny or Mrs. Yardley invited her to go with them, which they quite frequently did. Nor was Papa at all mean. He never questioned her household expenditure, bestowed a handsome allowance on her, and somewhat to her surprise, left her, at his death, a very respectable competence.